I started school when I was 4. I had just turned 4. And I attended my primary school until I was 10. And then I went to high school. I didn't go to the high school next to my primary school. I went to another school. That's quite unusual for schools in England and Wales. It's a state school, so funded by the government, but it's an all-girls school. In a way, it's a convent school. There were nuns there. Our head teacher was a nun, and there was some teaching staff who were nuns. And next door to my school, there was a boys' school that had some, very few, monks. And although we were next to each other, and one was a boys' school, one was a girls' school, there wasn't a huge amount of, we didn't really work in partnership. We were separate schools, and kept quite separate. Lots of schools, in England and Wales provide extracurricular activities, so that the children can stay at school longer and do, for example, sports. They can be in a netball club, a hockey club, a tennis club. There's also classes, or like my mum runs a reading club, so there's often a reading club or a writing club or a music class that you can attend after school. And this is to encourage kids to get involved with sports and music and other activities, but also so that their parents can stay at work as long as they need to. And obviously their parents don't finish work at 3:30 or 4 o'clock when their children finish school. So it's really good for the parents who can then pick them up at 5 o'clock when they finish work. But I think after school clubs are more and more popular because more and more parents are working. Maybe in the past, the mum stayed at home and she was a housewife, and now she might have a job. So after school clubs are really, they're a really important part of a school community. And I think it's great to be involved in like a sports team. It prepares you for going to university if you're going to be involved in a sports team there. And obviously it's great to learn to play an instrument. When I was at school, I play the piano, so I often had to play the piano in assemblies, or we had mass on a Friday morning. So it wasn't really a club, but often I had to stay at school and practice with the music teacher if we had an important assembly, or an important mass or something coming up, or the end of year, presentation awards or something. I was also in the hockey team, and so we used to play matches on a Saturday and we would practice after school on a Tuesday. But I really enjoyed it. It's a great, belonging to a team at school is really fun. And as well, you get to know the teachers better if you see them, like not just in class, in an after school situation. They're a lot more relaxed and they know that you want to learn and want to be there. So it's often you have a better relationship with them. When I was at school, I studied French. From the beginning of high school, and I started studying Spanish when I was in year 10. So I studied French from when I was 11 years old, and I picked up studying Spanish when I was 14. And I studied them both after that at school. When I was deciding what to study at university, I decided that I wanted to carry on studying Spanish and pick up a new language, which was Portuguese. So when I went to university, I studied Spanish and Portuguese, with linguistics, and I started Portuguese. I started studying Portuguese from scratch. I knew no Portuguese before I started university. And although it's quite similar to Spanish in lots of ways, it was quite difficult to pick up. And as well, when I was studying both languages, often we had a Spanish lecture and then a Portuguese lecture straight after that, and that can cause lots of confusion. Yeah, often it's difficult to separate the languages in your head and not get mixed up.